in spring training?
Absolutely. I always like following some spring training action. Now, it gets a little tough in the later innings when it's guys in the double-A level who you aren't going to see anytime soon, you know.
Number 77.
Number 77, yeah. But, hard to argue with the Brew Crew's success, winning a couple division titles, and if nothing else, it just feels like spring to have baseball.
Absolutely.
Opening day coming up, the end of the month. Baseball cards are already out. Now, it felt like spring today, but it might feel like winter again tomorrow if we get the snow they're talking about.
And then it's going to feel like spring again next week.
Right, so. It's just one tease after another.
Pretty much March in Wisconsin.
It is indeed. So this will be Portage basketball coming out of the timeout. They're going to walk it up. David Nadalski at the controls. Hannigan waiting for him. That's got
picks him
be
up
a,
right at the time.
That's a daunting proposition as Hannigan has stolen the ball the last three trips down the floor for Portage. They're working their half-court offense. They trail by 22. Nadalski looking to get into the paint. Kicks it up.
Ran into the wall that is known as Dan Olson there.
There's some tall individuals waiting for him. Hey, but there he gets to the rim and he scores with a left-hand kiss off the glass. David Nadalski is not afraid to get into the paint. His second field goal. 20-point game. Oh, they miss Brady Bauer wide open under the hoop. Easier said than done when you're facing pressure. Hannigan's got the ball at the T-Bird logo. 7.5 minutes to go. Hannigan's been superb tonight, but here there's going to be an offensive foul. As he dished that pass, they get him for plowing through Nadalski after the pass. Turnover.
Just his second, so he's in good shape yet.
So the Warriors inbound and walk it up. We're under 7.5 minutes to go. Not a ton of urgency here from the Warriors. Here's Yanez going to fire another three. Why not? Ricardo Yanez for his fourth three-point hit.
Now Portage picking up full court
applying some pressure. Exactly right. T-Birds beat it, though. They get it up court. John Moon, his pass is off one of the Warriors, and they're going to come away with the loose ball and draw a foul.
I think Johnny's going to get called for
a little
the foul there.
Frustration
on
foul, perhaps. Carter Rivas is going to check in and replace Moon. Just over 7 minutes to go. It's 57-40, Baraboo. Well, there have been some bright spots for the Warriors. Yanez with 12 points, all beyond the arc. Warfield has had a solid night as well, especially here in the second half. He's got 14.
Unfortunately for Portage, he had to spend some time on the bench due to the foul situation.
Right. Oh, and here's another steal by Hannigan. He has been a menace. His shot attempt is no good in transition, but he draws a foul on Nadalski, and he'll shoot two. The Warriors are saying, let's keep the ball away from that guy. That's not going well for us. Alex Hannigan will shoot two. Of course, he's been a three-year starter at point guard for the T-Birds. That shot's off the back iron, no good.
A rare miss for the Thunderbirds.
Right.
Tonight.
Second shot coming up is in the air. Also off the back iron, but Brady Bauer snags the offensive rebound, and he's fouled. They're going to get Knock Reiner for this one.
I think they called a timeout.
Oh, did they? I stand corrected. I thought they got a whistle there, maybe a little
yeah,
hack.
Initially I thought you were correct, but then I saw the Thunderbirds take the timeout there. And
well, that works too. So the timeout on the floor, that gives us one more chance to remind you of the sponsors who make possible our broadcast. We brought you all the boys and girls weeknight home games this season. These sponsors include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. We talked about this being the T-Birds' last home game of the season. There is going to be some basketball coming up here, though, at Baraboo High School. Baraboo will host the sectional final on Saturday. There's four teams in their final four here, two of which could be here on Saturday, and these are going to sound familiar
so
to you,
So it'll be
partner.
A regional final, this one, right?
Is it regional final?
It must be. If it's this Saturday.
For girls, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For girls, this is sectional. Yeah, and they're going to host the boys sectional the week after that. But anyway,
okay.
So in the girls sectional coming up, it's West Salem versus DeForest. They're going to be playing at Portage on Thursday. And then Edgewood versus Stoughton at Verona. The winners of those two games will come here. But I find it interesting you get three of the four teams are out of the Badger.
Yeah.
DeForest,
tough
Edgewood, and Stoughton. And then, the following Saturday on the 15th, it'll be a boys sectional here at Baraboo High School. Teams yet to be determined, of course.
Didn't mean to mess you up there.
That's all right. Baraboo basketball. Hannigan inbounds. Finds Geckerman. There the ball nearly gets away from Bauer, but he recovers. Pass is tipped out of bounds. Off Yanez. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. So, yeah, they're going to have sectional finals here the next two Saturdays for girls and then boys. And if you can't get to Baraboo High School, that will be televised on NFHS, both those games. Oh, and there's a steal. Warfield got it away from Hannigan, but then he stepped down the sideline. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds.
My personal opinion of those sectional finals are usually the most exciting games.
Even more so than...
Atmosphere-wise. Even well, more so than the state tournament.
And it's different, too, when you get to the state tournament. It's just such a huge arena.
Right.
It's a different environment, yeah. And this is... There's a kick.
I do Baraboo's like when they had it. The state tournament at the Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Because that was more conducive to a high
right.
school environment.
Exactly.
Nothing You're, wrong with the Cole Center. Don't get me wrong. The right. creature comforts are fantastic, but...
But, right, it's a different environment when you're in the huge huge arena. Portage now looking to extend its defense. There's Geckerman for another triple.
A thunderbolt
for the Thunderbirds. Tanner Geckerman with his fourth triple restores a 20-point lead. And there's a penetration by Kayarts. He scores off the glass in the lane through contact.
You know, and the Retch Center for the girls section or for the girls state tournament is also
that's nice,
a nice
yeah.
environment.
Thunderbirds are going to fire another three, this time from the left corner. Bauer, no good. Warfield rebounds. He'll bring it up the floor as well. Thought about stopping and popping. But there's a little give and go feed. Nice work. He finds Kayarts, who found Warfield right back for two off the glass in the lane. 60-44, Baraboo leads Portage. Carter Rivas' pass is tipped by the Warriors and out of bounds. Thunderbirds will keep it. 5.5 minutes to go. Thunderbird basketball leading by 16.
T-Bird's not really struggling to break the pressure, but it does create some hazardous play sometimes.
Indeed. They've been getting some open three-point looks out of it. Now they'll set up their half-court offense. Hannigan out at the Thunderbird logo. He'll take a screen from Olsen and kick it out. Right back to Olsen. He swings it over to Rivas. He's going to fire a right wing three off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped.
A right wing three. We're not getting political.
Right. We strive not to. We're missing a certain presidential address tonight, partner.
We are, yes.
Warfield brings it up for the Warriors. Ticking down to 5 minutes to go. It's a 16-point game. Thunderbirds hoping to win and advance in the playoffs. Here's a three-point look from the left wing. Another non-political observation. It's out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. Whether you shoot from the right wing or the left wing, we don't care.
That's right. That's what makes this country great.
That's right. Perhaps it's best to shoot from the center, but I don't know. Carter Rivas in the open court. Finds Bauer. Fakes the three. Now he steps back for three. It's a little short off the rim. No good. Who's going to grab the rebound? It's going to be Portage. Kayarts has got it. He wants to dribble it up the floor as well. He's double-teamed and fouled. See who they get for this one. Bauer's already got three. Is that right, partner?
I think he has four.
Uh-oh. This could be trouble. We'll see who they give this one.
Three is right.
They are going to give one. He's got four now.
Yep.
And he's going to check out. Isaiah Romano Thompson is waiting for Brady Bauer. 4 minutes, 40 seconds to go. The score is Baraboo 60. Portage 44 in this boys' regional playoff game. Brody Kayard's at the line to shoot two. He's got five tonight. 1-1 free throw. He sinks the front end. You know what I'm waiting for, partner.
It's the Niedermeyer.
There it is. Thank you, sir.
May I have another?
Brody Kayard's at six, pending the second free throw. Which is in the air and good. Full court pressure coming now from the Warriors. And they foul Hannigan in the backcourt. And this is going to be 1-1.
It's going to turn into a free throw shooting contest here pretty quick.
It will indeed. So Hannigan's going to head to the line. What does he got, partner? 21 already?
He has 21 at this point.
Now he missed his last two. That's going to be the reverse announcer jinx. Hannigan just missed two free throws last time. Front end, rattles in. You're welcome, everyone. Now what do we got? Oh, are they just talking about trying to get the T-Birds to chill? Or I should say both players, just make sure everyone's getting along. Warfield and Romano Thompson. They're chatting, and the officials are staying close, trying to make sure that everyone's under
control. Six-inch rule.
Yeah, right. We need some social distancing. That's a callback from 5 years ago. Hennigan, second free throw. That's short off the front. Romano Thompson snags the offensive rebound and is bumped to the floor.
I told you.
Right? And Warfield, that might be it for him, correct?
That is number five for Warfield.
Warfield has had a superb night offensively.
He's going to fall out with 16 points.
16, yes indeed. So Romano Thompson will head to the line for 1-on-1 opportunity. Navone checks back in, replacing the disqualified Aiden Warfield. Thunderbirds lead by 15. Romano Thompson's free throw was good. T-Birds have been excellent at the line, earning the Niedermeyer. One more toss coming up for the Baraboo Jr. Romano Thompson, that's good as well. That free throw looks pure. A nice looking stroke from Isaiah Romano Thompson. 4.5 to go. Thunderbirds lead by 17.
And he's now in double digits for the Thunderbirds.
Yanez, he wanted to pull for three. Rivas was right in his face. He decided to fire anyway. He missed, but oh my goodness. K-Arts grabbed the offensive rebound and then was awarded an NBA-style continuation and one opportunity.
The foul goes against Geckerman.
I thought I was watching this Bucks game for a second. Lefevre is going to check back in, replacing Tanner Geckerman. Chance for an old-fashioned three-point play for Brody K-Arts. He's been busy in this last minute.
Chance for him to get into double digits as well, as he currently has 9 points.
That free throw is in the air. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Dan Olson. He finds Hannigan, who will walk it up for the Thunderbirds. Baraboo leads by 15. Just over 4 minutes to go. Hannigan on the drive. 1 versus 4. Layup, no good. There's a putback from Romano Thompson, no good. Looked like Olson committed a foul while trying to grab that offensive rebound. It's going to go to the Warriors. And it's going to be a bonus situation. We're going to spend a lot of time at the line down the stretch here. 4 minutes and change to go. Both teams in the single bonus. Thunderbirds just trying to close out a playoff win and extend their season. This is going to be Knockreiner at the line. Free throw is good. He has 6. Second free throw, also good for Michael Knockreiner. Portage continues to apply full court pressure. Carter Rivas looking to dribble through it. Now he'll find Hannigan. He's across the timeline. Baraboo looking to build on a 13-point lead. Playing a little keep away. The Thunderbird guards, Carter Rivas and Alex Hannigan. Content to play a little keep away. Isaiah Romano Thompson wants to get to the rim. He's hammered. Nothing doing, but he grabs his own rebound. And the Thunderbirds will reload. Oh, there's a loose ball. It's going to go out of bounds, but the Thunderbirds will keep it. Off Portage.
Well, Portage keeps hanging in there, chipping
they
back.
They sure do.
The Thunderbirds will get up a little bit, and then just Portage chips away.
Right. You think, oh, this one's over, and they're going to wave the white flag. Nope. They've been getting back into it. Thunderbirds still working their half-court offense. Rivas penetrates. Ooh, he finds a wide-open
nice
Bear Lefevre
pass.
Who can't finish. But there's Romano Thompson with yet another offensive rebound and a putback. Romano Thompson having a heck of a day off the bench. 10 points, 12 points?
12 points
off the bench. Nadalski finds Knockreiner for three on the other end. No good. Rivas grabs the rebound. He finds Hannigan. He's across midcourt. Rivas has a wide open three. Right wing, no good. But there's another offensive rebound for the T-Birds. Olson grabs it. And the Thunderbirds will reload. Two and a half minutes to go. We'll see if the Warriors are going to try to play the foul game or just let this play out. There's a foul on the perimeter. They're going to get David Nadolski for this one.
That'll be Nadolski's fourth. Though at this point in the game, I think you're going to take whatever you get.
That'll send Lefevre to the line. This is still a 1-1 situation. Baraboo 65, Portage 50, 2.5 minutes to go. Ben Bromley and John Goodell with you. The free throw's in the air and good for Bear Lefevre. That's his first scratch of the evening.
Baraboo now 15 of 20 from the free throw line.
We're happy to be with you on 99.7 Max FM, the NFHS Network, and the Civic Media app as Bear Lefevre sinks 2 out of 2. And Thunderbirds extend their lead to 17 points. Warriors basketball. They're going to get Hannigan here on a bump on the perimeter as he defended Brody Kayarts. Kayarts is going to be at the line again. He's he should be paying rent. So this is going to be put the Warriors into the double bonus. Kayarts' first free throw is good. He's racking up a lot of points here in the second half from the line. Second free throw is in the air. No good. Rebound knocked around, and we've got bodies on the floor. Baraboo comes away with the loose ball. Hannigan's got it. Baraboo will play a little more keep away as we tick down to 2 minutes to play. Hannigan penetrates and kicks to Rivas. Swings it to Lefevre. Back to Rivas. Over to Hannigan. He's at the logo. He finds Romano Thompson. T-Bird swinging around, doing an expert job of eating up some clock here. Yanez defending Rivas, looked like he was trying to give the foul, and he is indeed whistled for that foul. 1 minute and 50 seconds to go. And we got a 30-second timeout coming up for the Warriors. So these two teams heading in different directions. T-Birds came in at 13-11 overall, and despite they lost, 10, 11 seniors last year?
Yeah.
They really had a nice season considering they came back with not a ton of starting experience. They went 13-11, or I should say so far, this is going to make them 14-11. They went 7-7 in the Badger small. As for the Warriors, they're still looking to find their way as a program. A year ago, they went 7-19 and 1-13 in the Badger small. This year, they're going to fall to 2-23. They went winless in the Badger small at 0-14.
Boy, and you look at the Thunderbirds, and you know they're going to have a 14-10 record, but there were so many close games they had that they could easily have 17, 18 wins right now.
For sure, and we've been treated to a bunch of close ball games with the T-Birds. Yeah, I've had games that could have gone either way, but they've always been entertaining.
It's been really fun to watch this team gel.
Carter Rivas is at the line. He sinks his first.
You know, sometimes you go through a season and you don't necessarily get to see that growth. But this year we've seen them really come together and really develop a lot of different aspects of their game.
Carter Rivas, it's 2-2, and the Thunderbirds lead by 19. Under 2 minutes to go. Yanez thinking about another three. He's hit 4 in the game. Now he dribbles down. He wants to score in the paint and does. Kissing one off the glass with a right-hand scoop. Ricardo Yanez is up to 14. T-Birds get it up court. Isaiah Romano Thompson kicks out. T-Birds again trying to take the air out of the basketball here. See if the Warriors continue to foul. Looks like Yanez is going to get him again. And for the T-Birds partner, you're going to lose a couple of big pieces here. Not only a senior point guard and a 3-year starter in Alex Hannigan, but also your big post presence, Dan Olson.
Yeah, two players that have just given everything to the Thunderbirds and are such smart, team-orientated players. So those are going to be big losses for the Thunderbirds. But the flip side of that is we have a lot of kids who are going to be coming back who have experience.
Rivas sinks the first. This is a double bonus situation. He misses the second and knock right in rebounds. The challenge with losing Olson especially is going to be replacing that size. Not a lot of size in the program at the moment. But there, like you said, there's going to be a ton of guards who have a lot of varsity playing time experience. And here's a foul. They're going to get Thunderbirds for a bump. It'll be Portage shooting 1-1.
So the foul goes against Lefevre, his second.
First free throw is in the air. And Kayarts continues to do damage at the line. Hey, Josh Brush checks in, one of the Thunderbird seniors. He's going to see his first action of the night, replacing Carter Rivas.
Talk about team players for the Thunderbirds. Josh is always there, support role for the Thunderbirds. Doesn't get a ton of playing time, but makes the most of his minutes.
Kiart sinks 2 out of 2. He's done great work in the second half. Coach Borer is going to unload his bench, get some of the Thunderbird reserves in, and there's Vance Schultz whistle for a foul on Hannigan, and you think the T-Birds are going to empty their bench as well. See if I can keep up after this first free throw. Hannigan goes to the line. He leads all scorers with 22, I believe. He's going to try to add a couple at the line here.
Yep.
It's Baraboo 71, Portage 55. 1 minute, 44 seconds to go. I am Ben Bromley, the voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, alongside John Gunnell, the big gun. Happy to be with you on 99.7 Max FM, on the NFHS Network, and on the Civic Media mobile app. Hannigan's first, he's the only T-Bird who's kind of struggled to the line tonight. He misses the front end. He's got one more, though. Okay, for the T-Birds, Tyson Lemire checks in, as does Cyrus Mahoney. Trey Pickett. They're going to join Josh Brush and Alex Hannigan. And if Hannigan sinks his free throw, he's going to be replaced by Dylan Edwards. And we had a host of Warriors check in as well. Hannigan misses another one, but grabs his own offensive rebound in classic Alex Hannigan fashion. T-Bird's going to get a reload. Josh Brush is wide open with a lane to the hoop. Oh, but Coach Fish had called a 30-second timeout.
Coach!
You're killing me, Coach! Josh Brush had a line to the hoop. So it's a 30-second timeout, and we've got to, it gives me a chance to catch up with all the Warriors who've been checked in here. I don't even have an 11. Help me out here. Five, Alex Hartwig is checked in, as is Cameron Sheely.
I don't have an 11. I have an 11 from the JV roster.
Ryland Weiss is checked back in for the Portage. It's going to be Baraboo basketball inbounding from the end line. Alex Hartwig is in there, and along with Vance Schultz. So Dylan Edwards will inbound from the end line for the T-Birds beneath their own basket. We're under a minute to go. Ooh, Trey Pickett was wide open and once in the way, didn't get it. They wanted to find the senior, Josh Brush. He'll pull for three, right wing. Ooh, it's off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Cameron Sheely. Portage basketball, 71-55. Hey, there's a nice looking steal. Dylan Edwards, he wants to go the distance with a right hand kiss, no good. Trey Pickett comes flying in. Gets a ride on one of the Warriors' backs. It's chaos here. 71-55, Baraboo. Dylan Edwards has a three, right wing, long three. He hits it. That's a thunderbolt, and he's on the floor. Dylan Edwards with a triple. It's a 19-point game. And on the other end, see, looks like Portage took a timeout before they lost that loose ball, trying to restore some order. So Dylan Edwards just fired about a, 23.3. Fell to the floor, no call, but I couldn't tell whether he deserved one, but he sunk the three.
He hit the bucket, that's what counts.
And these are great moments for some of these Thunderbird bench players, the last appearance of the season before the home crowd. 20 seconds left, our score is Baraboo 74, Baraboo 55. And for folks who don't know a partner, you can always listen, if you don't have the app, even though you should get the Civic Media app.
I listen on the Civic Media app.
I know you do. You and Feldy are best customers. But you can also listen online anytime on the internet at max.fm. Keep
it's
that in mind
good
for next
source.
Season.
Absolutely.
It's going to be Portage basketball, under 20 seconds to go. You'd imagine they're going to hold for last shot. No, they aren't. Cyrus Mahoney's going to steal it. He says, I'll hold the ball. Thank you very much. And that's going to be your final. Baraboo 74, Portage 55. The home crowd is exhorting Josh Brush to fire a three, but that's probably not the greatest idea. Yeah. He's going to dribble it out, and your final score is 74-55. So for the Thunderbirds, they advance. They will take on Milwaukee Lutheran. They will travel to Milwaukee Lutheran Friday night for a second round game. They improve to 14-11 on the season. The Thunderbirds led throughout. They built an early lead in the opening minutes of the game. They held a 38-21 lead at the half and end up winning by 19. Of course, these two programs are storied rivals. Baraboo able to take the bragging rights, winning three games over Portage this season. As for the Warriors, they fall to 2-23 overall. They went 0-14 in conference play. They were coming off a defeat, losing to Lodi 66-60 back on Friday. The T-Birds were coming off a three-game losing streak of their own, including a defeat at Stoughton on Thursday. But they get a big win when they needed one. First round of the playoffs. It's going to allow them to extend their season. We want to make sure we thank all the sponsors who make our broadcast possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. I have a customer review here, John Gunnell. One Christy Feld says the Civic Media app rocks.
I agree.
Google review from Christy Feld. She loves it. Well, my partner's going to put together game-ending stats. Of course, the most important statistic is up there on the scoreboard. It was Baraboo 74, Portage 55. In earlier games between these two teams in the season, the T-Birds took both contests, winning 71-46 at Portage and winning 82-49 here at Baraboo High School earlier this season. How are we looking, partner?
I think we got it.
All right, we'll close things out with our game end statistics. Here's John Gunnell.
Well, I hope they're accurate because I don't want to cheat anybody. But first for Portage, they were led by Aiden Warfield, who finished with 16 points. Ricardo Yanez finished with 14 for the Warriors. Brady Kayarts added 12. David Nadolski had 4. And rounding out the score for Portage, Donovan Navone finished with 2 points. Portage was 8 of 14 from the free throw line. The Baraboo Thunderbirds, on the other half, they were led by Alex Hannigan, who led all scorers with 22 points. Carter Rivas finished with 15. Tanner Geckerman had 14. Isaiah Romano Thompson had 12 points off the bench for the Thunderbirds. Brady Bauer finished with 4. Trey Pickett finished with 3 points, and Dan Olson finished with 2. And rounding out the scoring for the Thunderbirds, Bear Lefevre added a free throw. The Thunderbirds were 19-27 from the free throw line. Nice to get a win here in the opener of the regional.
Well, we talked about this during the game action, Barton, but I really loved the contributions off the bench for the T-Birds, particularly Isaiah Romano Thompson. He always brings a lot of energy, but, boy, getting 12 points off the bench, that's a real blessing for the Thunderbirds.
Absolutely, and you know, he's a kid that always plays hard, always gives him a spark, and he's a junior, so he's coming back next year, and we talked a little bit about how they're going to have to fill a couple of big spots, and he might be one of the candidates to do that.
Indeed he is. Well, it'll be sad signing off one last time here. This is our final broadcast. We're happy you were able to join us, whether it was on 99.7 Max FM radio or on the Civic Media mobile app or on the NFHS network. And we encourage you to continue to watch the T-Birds as they continue to advance through these playoffs on NFHS. We won't be able to call it for you, but I'm sure some other perfectly capable individuals will.
Well, maybe if we get the state, they'll send us down.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. See what we can do. Yeah, that sounds like a plan to me.
I've never broadcast a state game. I've done all the way up to a sectional final.
Yeah, right. Well, goals. We'll keep that in mind. Well, until that day comes, for John Gunnell, I am Ben Bromley wishing you a pleasant evening, and go Thunderbirds.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance. Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain tonight, changing to snow tomorrow. Winter weather advisories issued for accumulations of 2 to 5 inches. Wind advisories for gusts higher than 40 miles an hour. Areas of blowing snow. Snow showers wrap up tomorrow evening. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 43.
99.7.
Thank you. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight,
break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't start to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Take me away. I wish that I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, save tonight. And fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM. Forget about me, I'll be alone.
Review the situation that you call the pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her, say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting loud.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed. Creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
Mixing was an answer, really not a right for Vix. I never used to see you make the jig a low flex. I somebody else a favor, you in a the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it talk. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No. Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed. Creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there. She never took her eyes off. Makes no sense at all.
that Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven. Custom kitchen delivery. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.